Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
We have our pants in three different sizes, 0, 2, and 4. So they're for children.
We don't we don't really sell a lot of fours, but
only mostly zeros and twos.
Just fly out the door. Yeah.
Maybe you can fit in a four. Let's try it.
She doesn't fit.
No, I'm Janice, fully grown.
Janice, come over here. Look, she doesn't fit in the four. They all laugh at you.
That's Janice's laugh.
I think she eats. It's crazy.
Please tell me all of this is on the tape already.
Yeah, we're recording.
All right, that's fantastic.
All right.
Oh, no. Hold on, I'm going to run my backup, too. So it's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Thanks for listening for Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. And our special guest, thank you, Bren, our special guest today, V to the motherfucking hell.
I don't even know what that is.
So how are you?
How do we do? I've been off for 2 days, so that was nice. It's also kind of weird, like, to take just 2 days off from a week and come back, like,
Why were you
know,
off?
Instead of like a week.
What'd you have to do? What? Just vacation days, or what would you do?
Well, yeah, it was the Nugget's birthday. We went and celebrated at my parents', so I just wanted to. I still have vacay days, so I was like, well, maybe I can take my time coming back, take a couple days off, relax. I mean,
that's nice. Sure, chill out.
You know, more staycation. Yeah.
I really love your relationship. I actually think, despite you probably not wanting to be a mom, watching you with her, I'm like, she's rad with that little girl.
Is she your niece or is she not?
She's like
your best friend's daughter.
Yeah, it's my best. She's like my sister, kind of like my niece. But yeah, she doesn't think of me as an adult, dude. It's like I can't get any respect around here. Like she said one time, her mom was like, this is like, I don't know, not too long ago. She was like, what did Aunt V just say? You have to listen to her. She's like, you know the drill. You listen to all adults. And she's all, she's not an adult. And we're all, what do you think I am? And she's like, I don't know, kind of like me. I'm like, wow, no respect around here, dude. Like, I don't, because I think because I'm just like the fun aunt. But like, dude.
How old is she?
She's probably, she just turned 8. She is very, she's wise beyond her years, though. She's a super smart kid. Like, you can't, like most 8-year-olds, you can like slide some crap by him and she'll go, no, that's not what you meant. And you're like, okay, it's not. I don't know. Like, yeah. I tried. Like,
so she like, kind of nailed it with you still that. Being a kid. I got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That works.
She's just around adults a lot, I think. So you pick up quicker, right? Like, mm-hmm.
Whatever. I think you two are great together.
I know. It is really
thank you.
Cute.
Yeah.
The
she,
nugget.
She's a fun kid, dude. She's hysterical. So thank God.
You were no living with them for a while, around. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. When I had no job, I lived with them. It was fun, though.
Like, was it fun or was it were you imposing?
No, it was fun. I'm crazy close with them. Again, when I say like she's like my sister, it would be like moving in with a sibling. And I knew her dude. I was there the day they met. Like her and I were friends a long time before. Like it was not.
It what you're saying awkward. It wasn't weird.
No, it wasn't weird, which was shocking because I get it. It can be like super awkward being in people's spaces. It wasn't at all like, and I had been gone out of that kid's life. Since she was born, I was in Boston, mm-hmm. You know, so it was like...
You'd only seen her a few times.
Being able to be back, yeah. Like, I'd see her in person, like, twice a year. It sucked, so... But, yeah, it was...
Do you have a new makeup table
behind you? Have I just never noticed that? Did you just put a new mirror up there or something?
Oh, yeah. I did put a bigger mirror, yeah.
I think this is the first time I've noticed that you have a full-on, like, there's... That looks like almost like a pro rig. Like, you've got your flattening iron sitting in there. And, wow,
yeah,
you got...
Yeah, the little holster there.
No wonder you look so pretty all the time.
I'm sure, dude. I had to wear makeup this weekend, like, twice. And I'm all, this sucks. Like, I have to actually prepare my face, dude. COVID really set us down a...
It did, because it was so nice.
It really did
to
lower our expectations of ourselves.
Yeah.
And plus, right, and having a mask on, it was like, you could put some mascara on, done.
Oh.
You didn't have to worry about anything.
No one knew anything. Right. Yeah, it was great. Oh, well.
I took my daughter to the mall yesterday to get her some earrings, and I'm still putting on a mask to go everywhere.
Yeah.
And so I still have this idea that I'm completely anonymous, and it's shocking when I'm in the mall and someone, and I got a mask, a hat, and glasses on, and Vinny! And I'm like, how in the hell?
You must have said something.
I don't know,
people can hear you from so far away. Your voice, you have one of those voices that just carries.
I guess.
So I do guess. I. I'm a loud bitch. It's got to be your tattoos too, though. Like,
might be. I still don't. I, you know what? I don't look around my as much, I guess, so I don't expect that people are as well.
Right.
I'm just sort of cruising with my kid, and I'm in that world.
Not on the lookout for anyone. Or...
Right. And I'm just surprised. Right. It's awesome. I'm not bummed, but when you're wearing a mask, it is a surprise that you'd go, whoa. I feel like I'm hidden.
And a hat, and I don't know. That's why I think it's got to be like
if
the
somebody
tattoos,
but... asked you for a picture when you were wearing a mask... And then they like slung an arm around you and pulled you in close and said, get that mask off your face. Let's get your face in this picture. What would you do? Would you just
I would probably do it first. Just take the mask down and get it done, because what I have learned through the process and being fortunate enough to have people like our show that they ask for that, I've learned that it's easier to do it.
Just do it.
Than to, remember I used to say, I don't want to hug people. I don't. And it's just, all it does is make people feel weird around you. And the truth is, it's easier to hug someone real fast and move on with your life.
Look at you getting along. I like
it. I just don't want no trouble. And I do appreciate the people that listen. And if they feel like a hug is going to, you know, be a piece of me they can bring home with them, great. Here.
Let's hug it out.
It's too freaking easy. So I'm over it. Like, let's go.
Let's do this. I love when people now get a lot of fist bumping.
Strangers who hug are fucking weird. I'm sorry, dude.
I don't disagree, but...
Take a picture. I love if people recognize me. It is so cool. I encourage people, if you ever see me, please come say hi. But if a listener came up and, like, oddly wanted to embrace in a mall, I'd be like, you gotta back it up, buddy. Like, this is... I don't know.
It depends if you got a vibe. You know, most dudes wouldn't ask for that from a girl, I think. But chicks, I hug chicks all the time. I'll hug them to death.
Maybe that is it. Because now that I'm thinking about it, maybe Bottle Rock weekend, I might have done some hugging. But I was also intoxicated. So you're more like,
it's hard to keep track of who I've hugged and who
I
haven't.
If I'm sober trying to pick something up at a mall, I'd be like... Back it up, Becky, okay? Hi. High five. I don't know. Fist bump something, but...
I do like that the fist bump is proffered these days. They, you know... I'm like, yes, boom.
Let's do that.
Thank you. Fantastic.
Some people insist on the handshake, though.
Yeah, well, I'll give them that, too. Like Vinny said, I'm not going to... No trouble.
Afar,
it's not the germs. It's not even COVID, though. I just think hugging can be a personal...
A lot of people really don't want to be hugged by a stranger or don't want to have any physical contact with someone that they don't know. And, you know, it is weird how we just make assumptions. Well, I like to hug, so I'm going to hug you. And without really considering that might not be what the other person wants.
You know, I think Michael Franti's a hugger. I have a neighbor that's a hugger. I think their intention is good. And I think they mean well, and and it's fine. Michael Franti at 6'5 makes me feel very petite, and I'm not thrilled with it. But I also
your
love
face
that
like
guy.
In his dick.
I love that. Well, by the way,
it's an awkward hug.
I feel
for
like
any
a little
man.
Doll being held by a big, big man.
He sent Sarah a picture one time. Remember that?
Of what?
He was doing a yoga pose in a pair of tight shorts, and his chunch was down to his knee.
Oh, no. I don't remember that. He sent it to me. Is it in my pictures?
I don't know where it is. He did. He was like, he had to, what do they call that? When they fix pictures?
Oh, Photoshop?
Photoshop it. He had to Photoshop his chaunch out of the thing because it was like a light pair of colored. What?
Because he didn't want it to be showing? How did I see it? He sent me, this is the original. Oh, I do kind of remember that.
Yeah,
did,
I have you a showed it to me. He did not send it to me. He sent it to you, and you went, look how funny this is. I didn't even stare. I went, oh, my God. That guy's gigantic.
Oh, man. Let's have a look at this.
He is like one of those.
I can go back and find pictures.
Like a
right?
bottle.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Like a bottle.
Like a bottle. I'm not kidding. I went, oh my God, I don't even want to see that.
All right, hold on. I'm going to see if I can find it.
Maybe you didn't save it.
Oh, I would have saved that, wouldn't I?
Yeah, well, I would think you would have, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't delete stuff either, so.
Oh,
all
right.
So I could go to see all photos, right?
I don't know.
Photos.
Do you happen to remember the year? Because you can look at top and at least get to the.
Yeah, if you go to his messages.
It wasn't. I'm not calling it memorable because I liked it. I'm calling it memorable because it was fucking gigantic and I just went,
you know,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's
it's
insane.
Not showing me. I went to photos and I went to see all, but it's not showing me any. There's like one photo in whatever the last however many exchanges we've had, so it doesn't have. I can't find it. That would be weird if I asked him for it too, wouldn't it? Hey, remember that one time you sent me the unphotoshopped picture of your chaunch hanging down your leg?
We were talking about.
You still have that handy?
Yeah,
we're talking about your dick. I love Michael.
Can you post that thing for us?
Could you post that up? We'd like to see that.
We need that. It's called content, okay?
Anyway, we had something for V-Hale. I don't want to run out of time.
We do. I know. I don't want to. And we're actually getting there. So let's get right to this. Hey, guys, don't say my name. Secret Show fam. I have a friend that has been seeing this total douche canoe. See, they're jumping on the V-Hale train. Mm-hmm. This total douche canoe for a while now, and it's really starting to affect our friendship. She's very into him, but he does not reciprocate at all. Well, that's typical. For example, they never hang out outside of his house. He constantly ditches her for better plans, dismisses her feelings all the time, and is never emotionally supportive when she needs it. She is always supportive of him and is at his beck and call whenever he wants to hang out. They also don't have sex anymore. But she will sleep at his apartment in the city, so my thoughts are he's only in it for the emotional validation. What the fuck? There's even another girl that claims she is dating him, and there have been clear signs of other women at his apartment, like lipstick on wine glasses that weren't hers. All of this makes her really insecure and paranoid. Oh, this poor fool.
What is happening?
Not to mention, when I met him... When I met him, he was a total asshole to me and probably the shittiest person I've ever met. He outwardly made racial slurs, made fun of a kid with disabilities, and said overweight women are worthless. He thinks he's a real alpha. Barf.
Oh, wow.
She keeps going back to this guy, even though he clearly treats her like garbage and has changed our friendship completely. He's all she ever wants to talk about and would 1,000% ditch me for him at any second. I've had conversations with her about his behavior and how I think he treats her poorly, but it doesn't seem to get through. I'm not the only one to say something to her, too. Her brother and other friends have expressed what a fucking loser this guy is. She actually spelled loser right, but I love loser so much. At this point, do I back off our friendship, let her drive herself crazy with his mixed signals and shitty personality? Do I continue it on without saying anything? It's actually shocked me that she would be involved with someone this awful. Have you all dealt with friends dating people that you didn't like? Thanks for the help. You can go first, V.
Yeah, I have. And as much as I want to say your friend is a fucking idiot, it sucks because sometimes when you're in love, clearly she really has a lot of feelings for this guy. You do stupid shit and you take a lot. We've all done it. I have taken so much shit from dudes. Now I wouldn't. I don't know her age, but here's some advice my mom gave me one time because I tend to be an asshole and a bitch. Like, I tend to be like, you're a fucking idiot and fuck you, we're not friends anymore type thing. And I had a friend going through some stuff forever and ever ago. And I'm like, Mom, like, I don't think this guy is it. And here's all these things I saw when we were hanging out. And she was like, look, you know, if you truly care about this friendship, all you can do is support them along the way, whatever that looks like. And when it goes to shit, because it probably will, is be a good friend and be there to support them because they're going to need you. And that's all the advice I can give. Because if you truly, if it's a friendship, some friendships you're like, dude, you're an idiot. I don't care. And then there's some people where you're like, dude, this is a good friend of mine. Like, she's obviously feeling
delusional.
she's insecure a little. This guy is oozing insecurities. Any guy who acts like that is a piece of shit and knows it. And that's how he makes someone else feel like shit to make himself feel better. So be there while you can through it. He's obviously going to shit on her one day and completely cut it off. All you can do is be there to pick her up and lift her up and support her. That's all I can say.
You know, I would say that that's absolutely the best advice. It comes down to how close are you with this person? If you have to hang around with this shitty boyfriend of hers and that makes you uncomfortable, then maybe, and she's not important enough to you to go through that, then maybe you do back off this friendship. But you're right. She is like, I mean, I think we can all agree this is heading for disaster.
Already a disaster.
It is a fucking disaster. You're right.
And not taking, I mean, it is like a surefire, like, why listen, do maybe girls if you've been in a relationship for a long time and you don't go out all the time, it's expensive. Now you enjoy each other's company, fine. But like keeping her in the house all the time, like he doesn't want to take you out or be seen with you. That's what that is. So
why do we put up with this?
Would you agree with this?
It sucks.
That's not a relationship.
No.
No. I don't even know. Like, I know they said what the emotional, what? He keeps her around for
emotional support.
But, yeah. But, right. What did she say?
It's kind of like a married guy who doesn't sleep with his wife.
Emotional validation.
Validation. Oh, that's yeah, I guess. Maybe because she's nice. But keeps them there because it's like they want their cake and eat it too, right? Like, they know the wife's not going anywhere. She cooks the food, cleans the house, and then the side piece, like, sucks their dick. Like, that's broken down very obviously quickly. But some guys do that because they know the wife at home is safe and comfortable and you like what you know. And then over here, because you're out of love with your wife, you're getting your sexual bullshit. Like, I think he's keeping her around for some weird reason. But, dude, you're finding shit around his apartment. That's not a relationship. That's right. Like you're casually dating and whoopsie, he fucked up and left a cup out, right? Like,
right. It's almost like
you're not dating this guy.
Or maybe he doesn't like to break up with people and he's just
trying to
wait. Right. He's leaving this shit out because he's like, I'm fucking through with this chick, but she keeps coming over my house. I'm not even fucking her anymore. That's weird. It's so weird. It's just an awful situation.
So, look, I think that. Along the lines of what V said, I would agree with, except with one sort of, you know, caveat or whatever. I would say to my friend, I'm not fucking hanging with that guy anymore.
Oh, 100%.
I don't want to be around him. You said he's racist. Use whatever excuse you want. You're allowed to set boundaries. So you get to say, I don't want to, frankly, I don't want to know. Like, I don't support you continuing on this path. I love you, and I'm here for you at all times, but I think this is a negative situation you're stuck in, and I don't want to be sitting here giving you some kind of approval by showing up and hanging with him. So I'm out.
That's
of
good.
That, you know, not the three of us or even the four of us, whatever, the, you know, maybe double dates or whatever. I'm not doing any of that, but, you know, keep doing what you have, whatever you got to do that makes you happy with that guy. You go ahead. I'm here when you're done with that, or if you're ever done with that.
It does.
She could marry him.
I know. Yuck. How would that ever happen, though? He's trying to break up with her.
No, man. If that went to marriage, dude, I would round up friends, intervention that shit real quick. Like, it's one thing to date, but come on, dude.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile.
Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Like, yeah, let's hope it never comes to that.
Like shit, that's crazy.
It's crazy. The way she sort of ends this email too sounds like she hasn't really addressed this with the friend. Is clearly over the moon. You know, she's 1,000%. All she wants to talk about is this guy that isn't even her boyfriend at all in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, I feel like you need to have a kind of a come to Jesus, but without saying, you know what you should do. You say, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna. I don't like him. And I'm not going to be around him. And while I love you and I'm here for you
so much as a friend, I can't watch you be treated this way. Like,
right.
And listen, anyone who makes fun of people with disabilities, it's like in school when someone's an extra bully, that's because at home, like that's coming from somewhere at home. Typically their parents or their dad or someone is like treating them like shit. So they then act out to feel better about themselves. Like this guy has some major issues to be, A, treating her like that, B, to be like making fun of someone with disabilities and making racist slurs. Like,
so
this guy is fucked up.
Let me ask you guys a question real quick. And I know we're running out of time, but I have had this happen in my life. And maybe that's the explanation here. Although his behavior is so awful, you'd think that somehow she would have reconciled it and been like, okay, he's the best looking guy I've ever dated, so I'm with him because I feel like I'm dating up. But you'd think that his behavior would have, you know, sort of negated any positive that his looks. But I've definitely met women along the way where I remember this girl at a party who was all Gucci'd out, all, you know, matchy-matchy. Like, she just looked like out of a magazine. And I looked at her and I went, that chick would never even talk to me. Like, she's high end. And here I am in a pair of surf trunks. Like, it's nighttime and I'm out in my surf trunks from that morning.
Right.
I'm just like, I am rough looking.
You didn't have your evening look on.
No. I'm in sandals.
You're a ruffian.
I'm looking like your night board shorts.
Looking so hooligan.
I probably smell too. So I'm at this party and I go, that chick would never talk to me. So what do I do? I go,
go talk to her.
And the next thing you know, I'm boning that chick. And I'm like, how in the hell do you end up in bed with someone who's so clearly out of your league? Because it happens.
Because confidence speaks volumes about, she probably deals with that when you look like that and men are intimidated by you. And you said, fuck this, I'm stinky and salty ass 14-hour ball sweat board shorts, and I'm going to come up and I'm going to talk to you. And she was probably like, thank you, sir. May I have another? That's why.
Right.
Because confidence is
hot.
Ooh,
he's dangerous.
Yeah. And smelly.
Oh, his balls are toxic.
He smells like the ocean, but not like in a good way.
Oh, it's like dead fish, but also seaweed.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Everyone gets it. My.
Oh, that's funny.
I mean, I don't like the whole fish dick thing, but okay.
But yeah, she went for it. She totally went for it. That's hilarious.
My point being, sometimes we do, we get a view of someone and we consider ourselves beneath them for whatever reason. And,
we do that. It sucks as humans. It's sad, really.
We shouldn't rank ourselves.
I don't know if that's what this girl's problem is.
We can look at someone and know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Even if he is, though, and I'm curious, it doesn't say their age in there, right, Sarah?
It doesn't. There's no numbers.
Which sucks, because I feel when you're younger, I mean, I know, like, in my 20s, dude, I put up with shit, like, in my 30s. Yeah, freaking right. Like, I think with age comes also being more secure about yourself,
right?
And how you look, and like, screw you, dude. Like, I don't care what you look like.
And what
like,
you'll put up
gonna
with,
be treated
right?
Like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't.
She
so
feels young.
I'm curious the age.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, if maybe she's a girl, like, some people, like, people ask me a lot, like, aren't you lonely? Because I've been alone so long. And I'm like, I mean, sometimes, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to settle for someone if I'm not into them, right? Like, so sometimes people, if you're alone or lonely, you like that companionship, and however that means. And if that means possibly someone treating you like shit,
You'll take it.
They're there, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, that might be his. You know, they're putting all this on his motives, but maybe that is he's like, I'll take company when I can get it. If you know it's coming over and it's going to bring.
He probably knows if he says come over, hang out, whatever. It's always yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she always brings food, or you know, food in a movie. Sure.
She brings her pussy too, and he's not taking advantage of that.
I don't know what that is.
It's a very weird thing. It's very weird. Yeah, maybe.
I say support your friends. Say, look, I'm not a big fan of his, but I love you, so I don't really want to hang out with him. But, you know, anytime we want to hang out, and then when it goes to shit, and hopefully it does because she shouldn't stay with this guy, you support her, you let her cry on your shoulder, and help her get over him. That's what I say.
Be hail, everyone.
Solving the people's problems.
Clearly, I'm the one who should be giving relationship advice, because look at mine.
Obviously.
It's stellar, really.
You're happy. That's all that matters.
All right. You can send responses to that. Send your own problems. Send any kind of story. Send it via email. Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. Thank you for listening. Thanks, V-Hill.
Boy, you guys really jumped on the smelly dick jokes, didn't you? That was really
loved
rough.
It. Yeah, it was super fun.
All right,
14-hour salty balls.
All right, we're on five smelly dick jokes now. What is this with you guys?
Dicks.
Sheesh,
salty balls. It's what's for dinner.
You're doing it again. All right, the end. We gotta go.